With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
3, 2, 1.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is Commissioner Cooper, and it's time for TSS Fantasy.
Boom.
That's what it is.
Gentlemen, it is Commissioner Cooper, and it's time for TSS Fantasy.
Yeah!
Someone say tonight, no Fred. Fred is actually on a plane to Cleveland right now. He's getting things prepared for us. We will be on our way to the Fantasy Football Expo tomorrow, so we're all excited for that. Let's get things started. Welcome into our studio, Justin Jesus Herrera.
Hey, it's football time, guys. If you don't have it on right now, and if you have TSS on, keep TSS on, but play in the background. Malik Willis is taking snaps right now. Everybody that wants to see what he's going to look like in the NFL is going to be peeking over at the Tennessee-Baltimore game. But it's TSS fantasy time. We are the show of the people. I'm going to let my boy Flanders tell you all about why you want to come to TSS.com.
I like Justin Ronan. Hey, how you doing? And we got football going on over here. So anyway,
Biani on that one. How you doing?
Hey, it's no sleep till Canton. All right, we're coming to the expo tomorrow night. And while we're at the expo and while you're watching us on TSSFantasy.com, please check out our rankings. Then slide over to our merchandise. Then slide over to Knights of the Roundtable. Read the articles by Greg O.J. Mayer. And then as you're watching TSS Fantasy on YouTube, why don't you do yourself a favor and hit the subscribe button? It's going to make your whole life that much better.
All right. Well, that was a great intro, Nick. You're really working on that. I'm really actually impressed. If I'm a little quiet tonight, my apologies. I get some wire might be loose or something. Andrew was just telling me. So thank you, LeDuc. Good looking out. I'll speak up a little louder. Yo, listen, if you're watching on YouTube, hit the subscribe button. We got great contests coming up. I don't have an announcement yet, but it is coming soon right after Expo. We'll let you know. Plus, you get all of our great content. Why would you want to miss anything like that? Also, Nick already said everything on TSS.TSSFantasy.com. Make sure you get everything there. Plus, we're doing the show on your fantasy league as well. So you'll want to check that out. Also, that'll upgrade your fantasy league. So make sure you check that out today. And don't forget, Underdog Fantasy. Use the promo code TSS. We're getting around that time. We're going to have great contests. And we're going to double your deposit up to $100. All right, guys, why do we do those crazy things, Nick?
Because we can.
Nick, I mean, come on. It's because we can, but it's also because we're the fantasy show of the people.
The people. And we're not on a delay either.
The fantasy show, the people, indeed. We're excited. It's Expo weekend, actually. We're super excited. Can't wait to go. Dr. Miller is here, though, real quick. I had some technical difficulties at the beginning. My bad. Let's go for the house call.
Look, I'm a doctor, not an escalator. Spock, give me a hand.
The doctor is in, but neither of us were because the guys in the truck need to be fired. Didn't pull us in yet. Welcome into the studio, Dr. Jeffrey Miller.
Hey, it is great to be here. I know we're on the verge of a big weekend for the TSS crew. Looking forward to this.
Oh, yeah. We are excited. Hopefully, we aren't on your injury report for next week. That's all I have to say. All right, let's talk about injuries are starting to pile up. Jakeem Grant happened. Obviously, I didn't throw him in there at you, but that was an Achilles tear. He's done for the season. Not much to really talk about there. Not that he was going to be that fantasy relevant, but I did just want to mention that. Neil Harry was actually on our list, had the ankle sprain, and then the news came out of the surgery. It was a high ankle sprain, and then some surgery came out. So let us know what you heard about our friend, Mr. Harry.
Yeah, so we suspected early on that this was a significant high ankle sprain. So he sprained it Saturday at practice, and he ended up getting carted off the field. So never a good sign early on. Thursday morning, he underwent tightrope surgery. We've talked about this a number of times on the show. The tightrope surgery allows for this flexible fixation or connection of the two lower leg bones, the distal fibula and tibia, and it puts a suture in between those, allowing for stabilization because it's now hypermobile, but also allows for normal movement as it heals. So it doesn't require a follow-up surgery to remove the hardware. So again, he had that tightrope procedure on Thursday morning. The early predictions are calling for 8 weeks out, but as we saw with Tua, could be sooner. Also, could be November before we see him on the field. So we're going to watch his rehab process closely. Too soon to make a projection on when he'll be back.
Yeah, I don't know where he was on your fantasy depth chart, but definitely fallen way down now. All right, Doc, who else we got?
Jameis Winston. So returning from last season's ACL injury, and we talked about this a bunch, just brutal horse collar tackle. This is the reason that those are illegal in part. So Monday at practice, he sustained, what was originally described as an ankle sprain, but now it's being called a foot, not ankle sprain. Good news is he walked off the field, currently being described as not serious. He's going to miss a week of practice, going to miss the preseason opener, but that's about it. Nothing significant to talk about with Jameis Winston.
When you're going to have your nicks and cuts, this is right the time to do it. So, good job. Even Tom Brady's taking a few personal days off apparently as well. It's early. All right, Doc, who else we got?
So Chris Godwin, ACL tear week 15 of last season. And so last time he came up on the show, I was really cautious. And I was cautious for a lot of reasons. Number one, it was week 15, which meant his surgery was January 3rd of this year. That's what, like 8 months ago now, just over 8 months. And I was cautious on him due to the fact that he's got $40 million guaranteed. So the Bucs have a huge investment in him. He returned to practice Friday, practiced again Saturday. And in fact, I don't know if you saw this, the Bucs tweeted out a video of him making a couple of cuts and catching a pass. And this is great news. But if you watch that video closely, every cut is off of his left leg. Not once does he cut off of that reconstructed ACL side on the right. So too soon to put a whole lot of stock in that video. Yeah, it's nice to see him catch a ball. But I'm continuing to say he will not be starting week one. And I'm going to continue to be cautious and say it's possible he starts the season on the IR. There's no value if you're the Bucs in rushing him back.
Good eye there, Doc. Noticing he's not planning on that other foot. Great observation, to say the least. All right, who else we got?
So TJ Hawkinson's season last year was shut down early with thumb surgery in December. Can't track down exactly what the surgical procedure was. Something between, quote, a bone bruise and a tear. I don't know what that is, but something between a bony and ligamentous issue. He finished last year on the IR. There's no indication that he won't be back for the start of this season. So hopefully that's behind him and he powers through, starts the season playing.
All right. Awesome. Well, it looks like we're going to have enough time for Matthew Stafford, but we'll get an update on him next week. How about that? Doc, thank you so much once again. We look forward to seeing you next week and hope you enjoy our hijinks this weekend at the Fantasy Football Expo.
See you next time. Enjoy the expo.
There will be lots of hijinks for sure, to say the least. All right, so we got some guests. In fact, we got a lot of guests tonight. It's a full house. I don't think this house has been this full. We are ready to divvy out some grades. Before I get to that, by the way, I did want to mention James White retiring. That was in the news today. Just wanted to point that out. Just one less person that you have to worry about in the Patriots backfield. So there you go. All righty. So let's play our promo. Justin, if you wouldn't mind helping me, let's bring our guest in. Let's get it started. It's great night.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Body grows bigger,
your mind must flower.
It's great to learn,
cause knowledge is power.
It's Schoolhouse Rocket, the tip of the block of your favorite Schoolhouse, Schoolhouse Rock.
All right, so who remembers that? Is that me showing my age? Nobody remembers that. Oh, boy.
I remember
Schoolhouse Rock. It's on.
Yeah.
All right, all right.
Conjunction, junction.
What's your function?
I have the bill up there. You know,
bill.
Yeah. You know, come on. All right, let's welcome in our guest real quick. We'll go around Robin. Let's first introduce friend of the show, Andrew LeDuc. Welcome to the studio, sir.
Yes, thank you. And yes, so long, James White. Fantastic Patriot. Gonna miss him, but you know what? It does make things easier. So it's the last thing they needed, though.
No one cares about your Patriots. All right. Also, welcome into the studio, Trey from Fourth and Flex. Welcome in, my brother.
What's up? What's up? Excited to be here.
We are excited to have you. Let's also just welcome in Bandy from Fourth and Flex as well. We had your brother in last week, so he had to bring in his other brother from another mother in this week. So, Bandy, welcome in the studio, sir.
What's going on, fellas?
Whole lot of not appreciate you being in. The real, not the fake, the real Mikey Betts is here. Welcome into the studio, Mr. Mikey.
What's up, guys? And I just want to say you use this opportunity to not use the Brady Bunch as your intro. That was terrible.
I didn't realize it until we're all in here now. I mean,
well, here's the story.
next week. And you're the guy in the middle. That's the best part.
Exactly.
All right, let's also welcome in Deej, also friend of the show. Everyone's here, a friend of the show. Can I say DJ from High and Low Sports? Welcome to the studio, sir.
Excited to be back. Always love being on the show. I promise I'd never go back to school after I graduated, but here you are back, getting me back in the classroom. So this is how much I care about you and the people.
We appreciate that indeed. I actually got here grading too. Like, look at that. All right, let's welcome in from the bar, hanging out. I mean, he's the envious. This is the only studio I wish I was at. Welcome into the studio.
Hey. How's it going, fellas?
Whole lot.
I had to show up and redeem myself this week after getting a double dose of the dumbass last week.
Yeah,
so.
Well, don't speak too early, all right? We just getting started, Chase, all right? Relax. No, I'm just joking. All right. Let's get things started with talking about our grades. We're going to bring up LeDuc's team first because the Jester's not here. He's traveling, so I was going to bring up his analysis for LeDuc's team. So let's go ahead and bring LeDuc's team up. And by the way, guys, since we got a lot of guys tonight, I said it last week and nobody heard me. But when I ask you now about the team that you haven't done analysis on, all I need is higher or lower, and just a real quick one snippet. I don't need a full damn analysis. All right, here we go. We're going to be – I got a plane to catch tomorrow.
C-.
So. All right, yeah, but hold on. That's why I wanted to start out. This would get things started, I figured, anyway. All right, the Jester on the plane, I mean, look at these QBs, I will say. I mean, it's not a super flex league, but, I mean, I like your QBs, not for nothing. The team overall looks okay to me. I don't think you deserve a C-, but let's
Thank
see
you.
Why Fred thought so, anyway.
That's big from you,
let's hear the analysis. I give him a C- with two good QBs, but can only play one. Only one real RB who has, I'm sorry, I had to snip this together, has a pass for being injured. Starting tight end, by the way, your Dolphin fan card's in my pocket. Your starting tight end, Gesicki, getting his targets taken away, which may or may not be true. Strength is receiver, but Hollywood Brown's legal trouble. He is lucky he is getting not getting a fat ass D is what he meant. So real quick, let's go round robin real quick. Just Justin, do you say higher or lower for this? And just a quick snippet why.
Yeah, very so good. I'm gonna agree with the C minus here. And that's nice. That's being generous. I mean, bro, when your running backs look that bad, at least your receivers could look a little bit better. That's all I'm saying.
I have a Josh Allen pick,
but like I said, like the Jester said, you can only play one quarterback.
All right, quick snip. Gotta be quicker than that. Trey, what say you? Higher, lower, or you know, and give me why.
I actually agree with the C minus. I think it's a solid team, but it's not the greatest team. I will say though, AJ Brown is a bust this year.
Ooh, calling a bust early, Nick. What say you, sir? You must be on mute because I see your lips moving, but you ain't saying.
What else? I must be on mute. Okay, your lips are moving, but all I hear is blah 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 blah. Hey, yes, I agree. I agree with the two most aforementioned judges. Running backs are weak, and you can only start one quarterback.
Okay. Boy, I was a little surprised. I thought
I'm going to remember that for all of you that took two or three quarterbacks, just saying.
DJ, what say you, sir? High or lower, or right on point, or NY real quick?
Slightly higher. I had same concerns as everyone else, but I think Devontae Smith and Khalil Herbert will prove to be pretty good sneaky picks for later on.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Bandy, what say you, sir? I'm sorry, Chase, what say you, sir?
Oh, no, I'm kind of in the same boat as DJ. I say slightly higher. You guys know I'm higher on Melvin Gordon than some people are. I agree with DJ on Khalil Herbert. I like him. And I don't think his receivers are quite as weak as everybody else does. So I would go slightly higher. I think he'll middle of the pack.
Mikey, did I ask you, sir? I'm sorry, I didn't see you there and this got this graphic in front of my face. What say you, sir?
No worries. So I'm going to give it a C+ because I do like the Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith combo. If that pans out, it's a very sneaky, sneaky good pick.
Yeah, he's got a nice stack. Plus, he's got Josh Allen. I mean, eventually, who knows? You could trade one of those QBs if you needed to, make a package deal. Who knows? Bandy, I'm sorry. What say you, my friend, on this one?
Yeah, I'm also going to go slightly higher. I know you guys are hating on the running backs, but I actually like the running backs you got going there. All of them could do big things, you know, later on in the year. I really like Khalil Herbert.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not as down on the team as others. So, yeah, and you're right. See, I'm growing up a little bit here.
Coop, we've come a long way in our relationship.
We have, see? All right, let's talk about the Jester.
I don't want to hear any more here about that.
The shoe is now on the other foot, as they say. So here, look at his QB. All right, actually, what am I talking about? Andrew, give me your analysis on Fred's team.
Yeah, look, I mean, so I like I said in my analysis, that essentially I think this is like at best a fourth-ranked team. At worst, probably like a 9 or 10-ranked team. Jackson's good, Chubb's good, Kelsey's good, but then I just thought he had everything was pretty risky here. His receivers I thought were risky. They could turn out good, but I just think he has so much risk on this team. Wasn't exactly for me.
All right, round robin, Justin, higher or lower, and quick snippet why.
I'll give it a B-. Lamar Jackson, like him. The wide receivers, all wide receiver twos with wide receiver one potential, mostly. And then running backs, he's got four good starting running backs on there. Mm-hmm. And then Kelsey, who beats Kelsey? B-.
Trey, what say you, sir?
I like a C+ for this team. Those wide receivers, man, I love the value on those late people that are the number one guys on their team that could put up crazy amount of points. So I'm going to go C+.
Mikey Betts?
I'm going to give it a B-. The wide receivers, I'm kind of scared looking at that. The only true wide receiver one besides Cooks and McLaurin, I guess you could probably say Mooney, but I don't know. So yeah, B-, and yeah, the running back's also kind of shaky too after Chubb.
You just wanted to say the name Mooney, you know it, bro.
Come on, yeah, you already bear down. There we go.
Chicago guy, I know. All right, yeah. All right, Nick, what say you, sir?
I'm thinking D+.
C-. There we go.
Holy crap. Okay, he's got
shots fired.
Lamar Jackson, who's good. He's in a contract year. We don't know what's going to happen. Miles Sanders sucks. Trace Edmonds, don't know anything about him. Don't really trust him. Ramondre hasn't proven anything yet, and the rest of the running back stable is file 13. Tight ends are good. And after Brandon, Brandon Cooks, they're garbage. D plus.
What do you really think, though?
Yeah, tell us what how you really feel.
Nick is the Simon Cowell of the show.
I'm the Colin Cowherd.
I was just trying to be nice, but we were on the same thing.
I wouldn't want to be the Colin Cowherd.
DJ, what say you, friend?
Tough to follow that up, but I'll be generous and give it a B minus. I like the top of each position group, but it lacks depth, and I'm worried about Nick Chubb and Lamar Jackson injury history, especially after last year.
Indeed. Okay, what say you? Where are we at? Chase, what say you, sir?
Yeah, I'll go slightly higher. I'll go probably C plus on this one. I like Jackson as a starting quarterback. He's got him covered well with Winston. I like his tight ends. I love Chubb. Sanders is not going to go another year without scoring a touchdown. Edmonds is probably on top. If the Stevenson hope that the entire fantasy world has comes through, he doesn't have too bad a team.
Bro, you inflators, I swear to God, you're going to be telling me the whole roster. Jesus Christ. Moving on.
I didn't even talk about a single wide receiver. So.
Bandy, what say you, sir?
All right, I'm going up higher. He's got Lamar, he's got Kelsey, he's got Chubb, and I like Mooney a lot, so I'm going higher. I'm going to give him a B.
All right, see, that's how you do it, guys. Quick, easy, in, out, get your point, let's go. All right, let's go to two guys that are here who can give their perspective. Let's first go Trey. Welcome in, brother. You're up, batter up. Let's talk about Mr. Flanders' team, Professor Trey.
Yeah, man, I went with a C-plus on this team. I like this team a lot. I like the Jamar Chase Burrow stack. That was definitely one of the things that I enjoyed. What, it says Dak Prescott and Matt Ryan. I thought he had Burrow on his team.
I do.
Did I do the graphic wrong? Sorry.
Yep. Okay.
So, my fault. Listen, I got a lot, way to, go, lot to do today.
He's got Burrow and Stafford.
No, you get a lot.
Yes, but I have Burrow and Stafford.
You might want to check that again.
Now we got to go through the entire roster through Sleeper.
It's all good. But the Burrow and Chase stack, I love that. I think Juju's going to kill it over there. I love Hunter Renfrow. I think people are sleeping on him this year. I'm not sure about Claypool, but I did like the KJ Hamler and the Eno Benjamin picks later in the rounds. I definitely like those. The thing is with Javonte and the split back work, I'm also a Melvin Gordon guy. So I wasn't really feeling – I think he's going way too high right now. And Swift is still – I'm still iffy with the offense over there. I like the Cook pick, the Spiller pick, getting some of those rookie running backs. I guess it was just, you know, kind of a average team is what I thought.
Yep. Justin, what say you, sir? Although I would go below average with those QBs.
Yeah, I would say this is like
on the board, yes.
Easily. You got two starting running backs. One's an injury prone and one maybe goes 60% this year. James Cook, nothing there yet. Chase, cool. And then Juju Smith-Schuster, I'm going to keep on running, Coop. You keep on entertaining this. I'm going to keep on running with it, bro.
It'll be a long night.
Yeah, I'm going to say C-. I don't like Hockenson. I don't like the tight end. You just punted that all the way down the –
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday,
I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Okay, Andrew, how about you feel?
Yeah, I'm going B minus because I thought all the way up until around the 8th, 9th round when he took a second quarterback, I was on board with this team. So I'm high on some of these young guys.
Nice. Mikey, what say you, sir?
B plus because I like TJ Hockenson. There you go.
We like Hockenson, B plus. All right, Nick, what say you?
You want me to evaluate my own team?
Talk about it's your team. Yeah, well, what do you think?
Oh, I'm trying to get a chance to defend my team.
I know, right?
I mean, I don't want to have all day, but, you know, what you think, and let's move on.
I like it. I did take a risk with Cook and with Spiller. I think Juju's going to rejuvenate himself with Mahomes out there. And I do like Burrow and Chase Stack, even though they are not on the board. And Stafford was just the best pick available at that time. And truthfully, I got bored just waiting 17 hours to make a pick.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is nothing but fun. DJ, what say you, sir?
I'll keep it quick. I'll give it a B minus because any team that has my doppelganger Hunter Renfrow on it can't get any lower than a B minus.
Holy shit. Yeah, you do. I forgot if you could swear on here or not, but you do look like Renfrow for sure.
It's uncanny. I was really pissed when I first learned.
How thick do you think I am?
Right. Hey, by the way, DJ, are you not going to make appearance at the Fantasy Football Expo as well?
I will be there on Sunday. You will see me there.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. I forgot to make that announcement.
Go in a Renfrow jersey and see how many
people.
Yes.
Yes. That's concept. Fantasy right brought in Hunter Renfrow for autographs. All right, people, Jay, let's say you, sir. Is Trey spot on here? And, you know, quick.
Yeah, I think C plus is right on. I think he doesn't have a real deep running back core as far as established guys, but the thing that we haven't really talked about yet, it's a three receiver league with two flex, and he does not have a very deep dependable wide receiver core, so I think C plus is probably dead on here.
Good observation there. Manny, what say you, sir?
I think he's right on the money with the C plus. I do love the wide receivers, and I like Burrow a lot, so yeah, C plus. Good job, Trey.
All right, Nick, shoe, insert other foot, sir. You are on for Trey. Give us your analysis on his team.
I do like his team, except his backup quarterback. I love the Cooper Kupp, and I also like the Russell Wilson, Cortland Sutton stack. I think that's going to prove big dividends. And you can't go wrong with Aaron Jones and James Conner in the backfield, and I like Goddard. So, B.
All right. Justin, what say you? Is Slander spot on in his assessment?
Yeah, it's a damn good team. I like his first four wide receivers. I even like Robert Woods. And then he's got good running backs. Like Flanders said, the only blaring blemish there is that second QB.
Yo, I can't wait. We get to see each other soon, so go ahead. All right, hey, listen. I will say, too, this team is actually pretty good. It was something I eyed up as he was drafting it. I do like the team overall. All right, Mikey, what say you? Are we spot on, or what do you think?
I like this. Yeah, I'm going to give it a B as well, or actually a B-plus because Cooper Kupp, anytime you have Cooper Kupp in your team, I mean, it's automatically an upgrade, and shout out Russell Wilson. One of the best.
Yeah, and Russell Wilson pretty late too, mind you. I'm even pulling up the draft you're looking at.
Let's ride.
Good snag.
Sixth late. Round.
Trey, what do you want to say about your team? Because I know you want to vote it the best. So.
I love this team. If I could draft this team, this is exactly the team that I would present this year if I had it in my home league. So.
Nice. All right. That's what you want to present. If you're going to come in a mock draft, that's what you want. DJ, what say you, sir?
I like the team a lot. I think I'll go B plus as well. The receiving core is. There's not really a weakness in him besides Paris Campbell not falling apart and if Robert Woods could be healthy. So I like the team a lot, and I think everyone hates the backup quarterback, but I think he'll be surprisingly decent this year as well, too. I think the starting quarterback might let you down a little bit,
though. It's only going to be good for 1 week.
That's all you need. By the way, Tua and Hill look nasty today at camp, so whatever. Mm-hmm. Keep gapping all you want. Chase, what say you, sir? How do you like this team?
No, I love this team. This is one of my favorite teams in the league when I looked at everybody's. I'd say B plus, A minus at least. I have Connor and Jones as RB 9 and 10. I love Cup. I have Goddard as tight end 4. I think he's going to thrive this year. I thought this was a strong, strong team top to bottom, and even George Pickens there at the bottom of the wide receiver stack. He's getting a lot of love in Pittsburgh right now, and he could be a surprise.
That, and you mentioned Swift being injury prone. Jamal Williams, late grab, also good. Vandy, what's
yeah, the star, the star of Hard Knocks, the one of the stars. Of
right,
Hard
yeah, Knocks. Absolutely, yeah. Vandy, what say you, sir?
I mean, I like it. It's a really good team. I'm high on Tua this year. I think Tua is going to be great, and I think hopefully James Conner does, you know, the same kind of things he was doing last year. Yeah, that's a good team.
I'm high on Tua as well. All right, let's go to our next team and two guys that are also here to talk about their team. Let's bring up DJ's team. Chase, batter up, sir. Go ahead and give your analysis of DJ's team.
Okay, well, you know, I thought it was a solid team. It's going to be competitive, but I don't know. I thought, you know, Prescott is about the only thing that I thought was dead on. I don't like Fields at all. His running backs, I thought Dobbins was a bit of a reach where he was. I thought there was better value on the board. Other than that, I do not like his running back core. And, you know, I love his receivers. I love his receivers. I have Drake London really high. So I think that's where he's going to get most of his value is out of his receivers. Darren Waller, and so on. I'm not sure how much he's going to actually thrive this year with the addition of Adams and everything else. But overall, solid team. I think it'll compete, but it's a C for me.
All right, and just to your point, if you're bringing up J.K. Dobbins, some running backs could have gotten fed were Alvin Kamara, Ezekiel Elliott, David Montgomery, and Javonta Williams.
I had Dobbins. I think I had Connor. I think I had Elliott and Connor ranked ahead of Dobbins, who would have been there. I would have liked that team a little bit more there. That might have shifted things farther down. But, yeah, his running back core I don't think is deep.
As they say, one man's treasure could at the end of the season be your trash. All right, Justin, let's say you, my friend.
So, DJ, did you get caught on, like, auto draft from Hines Down or something, bro? Chase Berman, Mark Ingram, Chris Evans. I'm over here like.
Mark Ingram and Chris Evans were auto drafts. That is true. But Trey Sermon, I think, will actually be pretty good because, you know, how the 49ers and the Shannons like to pick a random running back to get 1,000 yards each year. They're running out of guys on that team to get it. So Trey Sermon's got to be next.
I can tell you right now, it's not going to be Trey Sermon. He don't fit that system very well.
Well, when you pick that late, sometimes you got to reach a little bit. And somebody stole Khalil Herbert from me already by then.
Hey,
if Kamara gets suspended, this team looks a lot better. If Kamara gets suspended, this team looks a lot better because now you've all of a sudden got a running back, and now Olave can thrive. So you're a complete Kamara suspension fan and a Saints fan this year, and all of a sudden your team looks a lot better.
All right, well let's not poke on it too much. All right, Justin, you giving it the same and why?
Yeah, I'll just throw this out. Your wide receivers look really good all the way down, and I actually like your quarterbacks and your tight ends. So C is perfect grade.
Oh, I got the quarterbacks right on that one. All right, Andrew, what say you, my friend?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with a C, too. I agree. I am not a fan of really any of the running backs, but the wide receivers are solid. I am a Waller fan this year, so I'll stick with the C.
Nice. Trey?
I'm going to go C minus just because I tend to focus more on the running backs, and they're a little rough here. And also with all the mouths to feed with Waller, I'm not sure he's going to get all the targets that people are wanting him to, so I'll go C minus.
Yeah, I think a redraft, I think, you know, we talked about dynasty kind of receivers being a little bit of a focus, but I do think a redraft, your running backs do need to be a bit of a focus, being that it's just a one-year thing. You know, but again, you know, we're sitting here judging these running backs. They could be in the top 10, and, you know, we look dumb. Nick, what say you, Mikey Betts, what say you, sir?
I'll give it a situational C+. And I like Irv Smith. The reason it's situational is because he had the 6th pick. And that's one of the worst picks you can have in a 12-man.
That's a tough spot to be in this year. You're right.
Very, very tough spot. So situational C+.
Situational gym, tan, laundry, isn't that how it goes? All right, Nick, what say you, sir?
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much what everyone else said. And the Duke's eating the ice cream over there. So – pretty much, I don't like his running backs, but the rest of his team's pretty good. So it all averages out to a C.
Well, that's because James White retired, and he knows he heard about Mac Jones looking like garbage in camp, so he's depressed, and that's why his cheeks are chubby. All right. What say you, sir? Oh, sir, you already talked about it.
No, I already talked about that, man. That was me.
DJ, what do you say about your own team, sir?
Well, since we like everything besides running backs, I'll just focus on that so far. I think Jake Dobbins has a bounce back here. The Ravens are going to run the piss out of the ball because they have no one to throw the ball. So I can see him getting north of 1,210 touchdowns. Josh Jacobs, I think he could score a lot of touchdowns in the red zone. Nyheim Hines, last time they had a competent quarterback, he led the team in receptions. And now you have Matt Ryan, who threw the hell out of it to Cordarrelle Patterson last year. So I look for a similar situation. Mark Ingram and Chris Evans, I'm not too happy about that. But you're picking at the back end. There's not a whole lot there.
Yeah, when you're sleeping, what can you do? All right, Bandy, what say you, my friend?
Y'all are poking on the running backs, but look, they're talking about Hines and Matt Ryan having like some chemistry going on. I just heard a report that Trey Sermon's getting work. I mean, things could definitely happen for this team. And Josh Jacobs, you know, I mean, I'm still going to go with the C just because it all averages out. But I'm just saying, like, good things could come of this team.
We're trying to maintain friendships here. I did make a late point to you, Coop, but I want to say this. Being that you took the first non-wide receiver or the first non-running back on the board, and that was a good flex there. There was a good shift in momentum there coming halfway through that. We're ripping on his running backs, but like we said, he picked sixth. Like, who for a first-round pick, who the hell was left? He took the best receiver that he thought he could get in Jefferson. I didn't agree with it, but you got to adjust your plan on the fly, and I thought he did.
Was something I was going to bring up later, too, yeah. Just, you know, in regards to just how things flow in a draft and how, you know, I wanted to bring that up. I'm going to bring it up, actually, in Bandy's analysis because I had a question on his team why he went a certain way. So we'll get to that in a moment. Right now, we're going to take a break from all the grades because, you know, it's boring. Who wants to be grading papers the whole time? We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, I'm going to break these teams up, and we're going to have some fantasy feud for our fellas right now. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hayden, we love fantasy football.
We do?
It's a fantastic game, yet still not perfect. Like, I hate leaving high-scoring players on my bench.
The worst, man.
In fact, hate it even more when I put injured players and they're in my starting lineup.
Can't have that.
And I need a life. The waivers, the trades, every single week, it grinds on me. So we at Underdog Fantasy want to make fantasy football easier for everyone out there. It's called best ball, and we set your optimal lineup for you each and every week. You can do it all year long. We have drafts going all the way from February to week one of the NFL season. What are you waiting for? Use our awesome early sign-up offer to get a little extra something on that first deposit and that first time you play on Underdog Fantasy.
Do you put them up, reach the skies as the stars up above, cause it's one time for the underdog, one time for the underdog.
All right, so I think just to make this easy, I'm going to just do it in order. So I'm going to have Justin, LeDuc, Trey, and Mikey Betts on one team, and Nick, DJ, Chase, and Bandy all on the other team. So most of you have played it before. Mikey, I think you played a few before. Just basically, I'm going to ask the question. Now, since we got so many people tonight, what we're going to do is have two representatives from each team go and the first qualifying round, and then we'll just go down the line, just like the real Family Feud, bro. It'd be great. So first up, Justin and Nick is what we'll bring up first. So if you guys are ready, it's not play to people. Brad?
Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson. It's going to be a long game. Won't be a long game tonight because we got fantasy experts in the building tonight. Like I said, first up, Justin and Nick. Top five answers on the board. here's the first question. Give me number 6 through 10. Number 5 through 9. I mixed this up. I had to do it because there was too many fives. Number 5 through 9. Last year, top red zone targets inside the 20-yard line.
Dallas Goedert.
Dallas Goedert.
Yikes.
Amon Ross St. Brown.
Amon Ross St. Brown.
He does that so good.
Just like Fantasy Feud, well, our Family Feud, whatever. We're going to go down the line. Let's go DJ next. You got to guess there.
Davante Adams.
Davante Adams. This might be a long one. What say you, Andrew LeDuc?
Hunter Henry.
Hunter Henry.
Homer pick.
No. Look, they were ranked pretty high in points.
Take your Patriot glasses off. God damn it.
I mean, eventually you guys are going to get it. So, all right, Chase, go ahead and give me one. Give me something.
Mike Evans?
Damn it.
That was mine.
Mike Evans.
He's close.
Where you're at. All right, let's go to Trey. Trey, you got to guess.
James Conner.
Pick a letter.
I think if we run through this, I might X all you motherfuckers on this one. All right, Andy, what you got? You got one here?
You said close, so I'm going to go Chris Godwin.
Geographically close.
I didn't mean that close.
Down, yeah, he's close. Come on.
That was close.
All right. All right. We're rounding the base here. Justin,
so I'm trying to ship.
Nick, are we going to go? No, Mikey. Are we going to Mikey? Mikey, you got a guess yet?
I'm
going to
do Kyle Pitts right here. Let's see how that goes.
Touchdown.
Damn.
Touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the experts.
Somebody cheat. Yeah, hold on.
Here's the experts. Listen, whoever gets this, we're not even going 3 strike. Whoever gets this wins the round. Nick, what do you got? You got one?
Mark Andrews. But wrong.
Justin.
Pat Freiermuth.
Pat Fryer.
The Muth is loose.
Hang on the Kringleberry.
It's funny how we're all going tight ends on this mainly.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us knows anything.
This is borderline embarrassing. DJ, do you have another guess there?
Well, it's 5 through 9, so we're trying to not pick the top elite.
Let's go with my alter ego.
That's why.
Let's give that.
Yay! We all rejoice.
Great job.
It finally ends.
There, sir. Saved us. Wonderful from that job. One. All right, so here's your list. You've got Hunter Renfro is number 8 with 23 targets. They were all tied, actually, from 5 through 9 or whatever. So you got Mike Williams with 23, Keenan Allen with 23, Tyreek Hill with 23, and Deontay Johnson with 21.
Oh, man. No.
So that's what you meant by close.
There you go. I just meant close on the list.
Yeah, those guys all seem like 20 to 20-yard line guys for me, not –
Well,
guys,
DJ has redeemed himself tonight since everyone was talking trash on his team. He came in here and won the day. Good job. You're up next, actually, DJ. You versus LeDuc in round two to start things off. Here is your question. We're going to keep on this theme here. I like this theme since you guys didn't know any of them. This might be a little easier for you. Top, we're going to go 6 through 10 on this one. Okay. Top red zone targets last year inside the 10-yard line.
James Conner.
James Conner.
Bad guess.
Let's try Rob Gronkowski.
Rob Gronkowski.
Oh, again.
Now, to help speed things up maybe a little, just to let you know, the majority of these guys on this list, except toward the end, you guys have mentioned, but we're wrong.
Oh,
earlier.
Wow. Man.
Trey, what say you, sir?
Mike Evans.
God.
Mike Evans. Mike Evans is on this list. He is number 7. We'll tie it at 6, but he's number 7 with 12 targets inside the 10-yard line. Trey, you took it for your team. Mikey Betts, you're up. What do you got?
Nice. Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill.
Dang. I mean,
and Justin, what say you, sir?
Was Hunter Renfrow already taken?
He was not. Hunter Renfrow or DJ?
I'd been mad if you got me wrong and I got me right.
Justin, you know me better. I wouldn't have put that there if it's the same damn answer, bro. You should know me better than that. Andrew, what say you, sir?
Make me question.
I'm going to say... Look, I'm going to go back to it. Hunter Henry.
Oh,
no. Can we use a lifeline?
No, you cannot.
Look, there's logic behind this.
Get you? No.
There's one.
Stop it. Get some help.
They were ranked 6th in points last year as an offense, and he was the number one red zone target.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The logic
All right,
was there.
Nick.
Logic was there.
DJ,
yeah.
Chase, and Bandy. You guys can band together, no pun intended. Figure out what this next clue is. You guys got a lot of meat on the bone. You got number 6, 8, 9, and 10 even has 2 people tied.
He said we mentioned him already. Mark Andrews, nobody said yet.
That'd be my.
What do you guys think?
I'm agreeing on the Mark Andrews.
I'll concur.
I'll go. Yeah.
Mark Andrews.
Oh!
It's 2-0 right now. It's not looking good. Mark Andrews is number 8 on this list. Well, tied pretty much down this list. He had 11 targets inside the red zone. Mike Williams actually made this list as well. He was number 6 with 12 targets also. Yep. Number nine, Marvin Jones from the Jaguars. He also had 11 targets. Here's some other cool ones. AJ Green also on this list with 11. Hmm. And we talked about him last year on our show. This other one, Randall Cobb, 11 targets inside the 10. Watch out for Mr. Cobb. All right.
Best friends forever.
Let's move on. Guys, Justin's team, you guys got to come represent Trey and Chase. You guys are up for round three. We're going to go back to the 6 through 10. That's just the theme tonight, if you haven't noticed. So the 6 through 10 from last season, I would like the rushing TD leaders.
Rushing.
Najee Harris.
All right, Trey. What you got?
I'm gonna say Damian Harris, but he might be five.
Cousin. Damian Harris.
Here last year, five.
I think you actually might be right on that. I don't have it here in front of me.
Can't give him an accident telling his right.
No, I meant he said you think he might be five, is what I meant. All right, Bandy, we'll go to you, sir.
Say the question again. It's what?
Sure. We're going top 10, so I want 6 through 10, number 6 through 10, the rushing TD leaders last year.
Rushing touchdown leader, Jonathan Taylor? Oh, wait. No, you said
number 6 through 10.
Okay. Mixon.
That's why I didn't give you one.
Joe Mixon,
that's what I want to ask you about. All right, my friend. Who's up? Mikey Betts. Who you got?
Derrick Henry got hurt last year. So
he did.
I'm going to go Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry.
Good answer.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Good for me. Betts,
bringing it in for the team. Derrick Henry, number 7 last year with 10. Well, tied. There's 6, 7, and 8 are all tied, but he's on that list, Derrick Henry. All right, you got it for your team. Justin, what say you?
I'm going to roll with Ezekiel Elliott.
Ezekiel Elliott.
All right.
Feed me more answers. Ezekiel Elliott, 6 on this list with 10 as well. Let's go. What do you got, Drew?
Nick Chubb.
Thank God it wasn't Hunter Henry.
Nice. There we go.
Nick Chubb actually is tied with 4 other people for number 10. He's got Chubb, Melvin Gordon, James Robinson, and Deebo Samuel all have 8. From last year. All right, Trey, you're up. You got 6, 7, and 8 on this list. You're missing 8 and 9.
Lenny Fournette.
Lenny, playoff Fournette.
So sad.
Mikey?
All right, let's talk, guys. We haven't picked a quarterback yet, and there's always that one quarterback every year. So it's not Lamar. Obviously, it's got to be Jalen Hurts. Rushing touchdown. I'm doing Jalen Hurts, guys. I'm sorry. We got to do Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts.
I think right.
Did it flag?
No.
The ball's on you.
Wow.
Jalen Hurts also tied last year with Ezekiel Elliott and Derrick Henry with 10. So he was nice. Number 8 on the clip.
All right.
You're missing one, Justin. Do you know who number 9 is?
Justin. Try to think of people who like ran heavy.
But not too heavy.
Not too heavy. Not 1 through 5.
I know. All the ones you're talking about.
They were good, but not that good. Yeah.
Top tier. Jacobs.
What's that?
Josh Jacobs, I don't know.
That's Josh! Oh! Jacobs, like he didn't know.
All right, that one you for sure looked. There's no way. We're on the same team. There's no way you didn't.
That was good. Good guess.
Maybe. I don't know. All
right. All right, hey, guess what? Who cares? It's 2-1, and we got a ball game now. All right. So we're going to move on. Listen, I hope you guys remembered the questions I asked earlier, because this kind of moves around to it a little bit. Give me. All right. Well, I'm sorry. My bad. And we got, what do we got now? Bandy and Real Mikey Betts. You guys are up for this one. All right. Here we go.
Okay.
We're going to go again. 6 through 10. Wide receiver, or should I, my bad, not wide receiver, receiving touchdown leaders last year.
Am I up?
It's between it, both of you.
First come, first. Okay.
Receiving. Let's go Waddle.
Jalen Waddle. Waddle, baby.
That was a good guess.
Guys, I have no idea. Can we talk about this? Or
no, sir. Just make a guess. It's all
Justin
right.
Jefferson. Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson.
Good call. I thought he might be higher, what but good call.
Dang. He is on this list right up top. They're all tied with 10.
All tied.
There we go. There's three people tied with him up top.
Chase, so name me a view.
Hey,
yeah, I know. I had to name me an old fashioned last time. I mean, why not? Justin, what say you, sir?
Stephon Diggs.
I lost my place. Where are we at? Oh, wow. Stephon Diggs also tied with Justin Jefferson with 10. Andrew, what you got?
DJ.
Hunter Henry.
No, you got to do Hunter Henry.
What? Mikey has a point here.
You have to. All right, fine. Hunter Henry. To be Mikey,
damn it, bro.
If my first guess was right.
Listen, what's really funny is that was just actual my reflex.
Wait, is that actually top 10 or no?
Hunter Henry he was all tied. There's a bunch of them tied at the bottom. He was one of them. So we'll count him as number 10 on the list.
It's definitely.
If there was ever a hear blind apologies fucking on squirrel answer, on that's it.
100%. Trey, what say you, sir?
Okay, so a little inference from my team here, but so he said receiving touchdowns, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Austin Eckler had 10. Do you think that's enough to
have
be?
Have you studied these lists?
No. That's just my dude.
What the hell?
I'll go Austin Eckler.
Austin Eckler. It is. There's four. My bad. I just couldn't see it.
Let's go.
There we go.
My writing's not that good. My bad. All right. So you got one left. Now, again, it's one left on the list, but there's a bunch of players that are all tied for 9 on the rest. So there's a bunch of options you got here. Mikey Betts, what you got?
DJ. Say DJ. No way. That's not my answer. That's not my answer, Coop.
It would have been right, but.
Who said it would have been right?
DJ, bro.
Of course, I'm always going to be.
I'm going.
Yeah, go DJ.
Go DJ.
No.
DJ.
Go
no,
DJ.
I'm not doing it. I might go in the conference.
DJ.
Pick a DJ from the league. It's right.
I feel like I know this, guys. Like, I know this because I'm from the NFC North. I'm going.
Hunter, DJ.
No. Thielen. Do it, Thielen.
Thank you.
Adam Thielen. More than a Thielen.
I knew it.
Yeah,
about the only thing you did last year.
As soon as you said Jefferson, I was like, I guarantee you, Thielen's on there.
They were tied.
The guys are tied at the end. Hunter Renfro's down there. Travis Kelce, Mike Williams, Hunter Henry, I mentioned earlier, and Dawson Knox. If I mentioned Mark Andrews, he's also on that.
Told you, Mike would have been right.
All right, Hunter
Renfro would have been right.
We are all tied up, and I know no matter what, how much Googling you two have done.
It's right on my phone.
I know you're not Googling this one, so get ready. Here we go. Let's go in the way back time machine to the year 2020. And we got Justin and Nick up to start it up. Give me the top five. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 now. At least I didn't kill you. Give me the top fantasy leaders of the year 2020.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Oh.
Jonathan Taylor.
Oh, 2020?
Oh, shit.
Jesus.
2020. Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, right cut, right
nope,
division.
Nope, he already said it.
He said Jonathan Taylor.
God. Come on.
Sorry. Excuse me.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You flandered yourself.
Wow.
That's okay.
You know what? Hey, hold on. I got to say something. Oh, I'm going to defend Flanders really quick. Chase, are you from Chicago?
Fuck no.
Because you have the most Chicago accent I've ever heard for somebody in a Packers. Let's just say that.
Ouch.
Oh man,
for you that's a compliment.
I think that's been a little bit below the belt, a little bit there, Mikey.
Well, I'm from Chicago, so there you go.
Oh well, right. Yeah, there it is. There it is.
You know what? We're gonna go back because I did mess up that question. I'm sorry. So Justin, when I Googled it, I'm looking at it now because when I Googled it, I put it in, but it gave me running back, so that's why I had it up there. So let's go back. I'll ask the question again. It's only you two. It's no big deal. Top five answers on the board. 2020, give me the top five running back leaders in fantasy.
Derrick Henry.
Justin, you're leaning back too much, bro. Let your boy slap.
He let me have that one.
My answer to your first question was
better
right.
Better quit leaning back. Yeah, got to point out, but you still messed up. All right, hey. Nick got it. DJ, what's up? What do you got?
Let's go with Alvin Kamara.
Alvin Kamara.
Didn't he have like 8-1 game that
Alvin
year?
Alvin Kamara, yeah. Number one on this list, 377.8 points. Derrick Henry, by the way, number three. Okay, Chase, what say you, sir?
Aaron Rodgers.
Yep. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, we'll go with Aaron Rodgers. Thank you.
Okay, except no, you know, let him answer Aaron Rodgers.
Are we letting this go?
That's the
only running backs.
Yeah, we're gonna let him Rodgers.
Yeah, do
it.
Yeah.
It's in running backs.
MVP.
He said running backs, Chase.
Everyone heard me repeat.
All running backs. God damn you all.
America's Canada.
Shut your ass.
Go ahead, Chase. I'll give you another shot at it. Go ahead. What you got?
Shut your ass.
2020.
Yes, sir.
Jesus.
Dalvin Cook. I've had too many of these. This is strong.
Hey, you guys are cooking with gas right now. You got one, two, and three. There's four and five left. Bandy, what you got?
I'd like to know how he knew that his ass was open if he told him to shut it.
Well, hey.
You don't want to know.
Let's say Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Look, we got one. Number four is the only guy left. Nick, what say you?
2020.
What a year, huh?
Yeah, that was a while ago.
The New Year's glass has made sense to me.
Jonathan Taylor.
Come on, Flanders. We're on an hour already.
Nice. I don't know. Zeke.
Just say Hunter Henry and get
Zeke
over it.
Damn it. All right, DJ. One strike left, and you got number four.
All right. Well, this answer is definitely not DJ, so I can't go there. let's try
no
Nick
Rogers
up.
Either.
Let's try Nick Chubb.
Nick.
Oh.
Oh, hell no.
All right, team. Do you think it's Austin Eckler?
That's what I was thinking.
I was thinking Eckler.
Remember, rookie. That's all I got to say. Rookie.
Mm-hmm. Rookie. 2020.
But last year was the year that he kind of disappointed owners.
From the heart of Rockford, Illinois, Chicago's finest. You got to just think about that. All right? Any idea there or no?
I mean, you can say it. We're on
rhymes with
team.
Rames Robinson.
Yeah, what?
Hold on. I'll go James Robinson.
Rames Robinson.
All right. I hope I'm right, because if I'm wrong, it's going to be miserable.
Yeah, because I'm right about Jalen Hurts, so I guess we'll go James Robinson.
Is this the consensus? We're going James Robinson? Everybody good with that?
Yeah, it's all on my
Jalen Hurts.
I'll tell you the logic afterwards. So.
All right, James Robinson or Jalen Hurts.
My logic is met him at a wedding a couple weeks ago.
I hate your logic.
How is his Achilles?
I thought you were talking about Ray Allen's character from
your logic should be questioning your Bears fanhood because the number four guy is David Montgomery.
No.
Oh. Don't throw my fandom in my face. You see what I have to go through? Don't throw my fandom in my face.
The bear is hey, Mike, in my pocket. At, bro? Congratulations to Team Flanders.
Hey, Doug, the Patriots just timed out.
And the team fantasy Jesus.
Dumbass. So you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Here's a tip. Don't make the dumbass music better than the winner.
What do you want?
I'm just happy because that's the first opportunity that they've played the dumbass music since I've been on this show ever. That's the first opportunity that they had to play it that it hasn't been for fucking me. So, thank you, gentlemen.
Don't worry, we haven't gotten to the worst team of the week yet.
What's impressive about that, Chase, is it the team of
four? Hey, everyone, it's Commissioner Cooper from TSS Fantasy. Want to give your own fantasy league that extra professional touch? Say less, we got you. TSS was based off a show that we did on our own fantasy league.
Mike, night, sorry, and now possible toilet bowl. You're on your way.
Now we want to bring that professional, fun, and creative side to your fantasy league. And you can do it for as low as $5 extra per owner.
Oh my.
I will guarantee it will increase your interactions within the league, create more fun, friendly banter. And give your league that extra real life feel that you didn't know it needed. Look forward to interacting with you and your league soon. Don't forget TSSFantasy.com. Go visit it today. Get signed up. We are the Fantasy Show of the People.
The Fantasy Show of the People, indeed. I've been running that commercial a month and not one fucking person has signed up. All right, we got more grades to do, so let's talk about Justin's team, and we're going to bring up Bandy. You are up, my friend. Let's talk about Justin's team. Give your analysis on this.
All right, so he started off really good. You know, Jonathan Taylor, Devontae, Tyreek, Mike Williams, all the way to Gabe Davis. It started getting a little rough after that. I'm not a big Trey Lance guy, but I still gave it a B minus because the top half of that team is so good.
All right, Justin, well, you're usually up on the analysis, so go ahead and defend your team while you're up first.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's the best team in the league. All their teams. The worst, no, but, I mean, I get what you're saying with the Trey Lance, Mac Jones. That's a little brutal when you're having a single QB league. But, I mean, Trey Lance, if his downside is Jalen Hurts, I'll take that all day long. Taylor and the running backs, I just took guys that were going to start, and then I took a couple backups that have a position if their running back, if their handcuff goes down. And then, obviously, Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill, how do you get much better than that?
Mm-hmm.
And no, you do not have my Dolphin fan card. You will never
It was coming. I'm going to bring you up a jersey just for that. All right, Andrew, what you say about this team? Are we spot on? And, you know, if higher or lower?
No, I'm going lower. I'm going with a C plus here. Look, Taylor's fire. I like Schultz. But everything else, although, I mean, the wide receivers I like too, but the Devin Singletary baby starts two games this year.
Trey, what say you, sir?
I think B minus is a perfect grade. I love this team. I'm high on Trey Lance. The running backs are a little rough after Jonathan Taylor, but Jonathan Taylor's there to carry him. So, yeah, I go B minus is good.
Yeah, very rough after Jonathan Taylor. That's definitely it. Mikey, what say you, sir?
I'm going to give this a B plus. I don't like the running backs besides Jonathan Taylor. If he gets injured, that's scary. And then the quarterbacks, I'm not a fan of, but I like the way he took this. You can always stream a quarterback. You know, I'll be a firm believer in saying that. And then the wide receivers are great. Tight end is great. So, yeah, B plus.
Nick?
C plus. I don't like the quarterbacks, and I don't like all the backs behind Singletary, and yeah, that's it. B plus. DJ? I mean, C plus.
Okay.
I'll give it a B. I don't hate Alexander Mattison as a fourth running back because we know Dalvin Cook's not going to play 17 games, and yep. I think the receiver core of the top five can all get a whole lot of burn. So I'll give it a B.
Okay, Chase, what say you, sir?
I like this team. I have this team fourth on my rankings here. I like the – I mean, even all the way down to Donovan Peoples-Jones and his wide receiver core, I like that. I like his wide receivers core. I'm higher on Singletary than some people are. I have him as a sleeper. The only thing I didn't like – honestly, the only thing I didn't like about the entire team was the homer pick of Trey Lance for the quarterback. Otherwise, yeah.
Yeah, homer indeed. Manny, what say you? Oh, Manny, you already talked about it. Never mind. All right. Let's put the shoe on the other foot, as they say, and let's go with Justin's analysis on Vandy's team. You're up, my friend.
Oh, yeah. So I love the running back core. The wide receivers, I could take or leave. There's a lot of them that are wide receiver twos, hoping to be wide receiver ones. Brady's obviously home run, but when he's down, we're hoping that Davis Mills turns into something. And then Albert O and Kyle Rudolph. Yuckada, yuckada, yuckada.
Listen, when you come to TSS, that's the type of analysis you're going to get.
Yuckada, yuckada, yuckada.
Very good.
You need to write that down.
It's a brony face.
Andrew, what say you, sir?
Yeah, I'm cool with the C plus here for all the same reasons, Trey. We'll keep it simple.
All right, Trey, how about
yuckada,
you?
Yuckada, yuckada.
I like C plus as well, but I think Albert O is a good pick. Wide receivers are all, you know, the second guys on their team, so it's going to be hard to get a lot of points out of them. But other than that, I think C plus is solid.
Sticking up for the tag team partner like he should. Mikey Betts, what say you?
I would give this – I'll be honest. I think this is one of the best teams in the whole league. I'm going to give it an A-. I'd give it an A-plus, but the tight end name sounds like somebody just sneezed, so I'm not even going to say that. Tom Brady, I always am like, oh, he's too old. Then he'll put up 15 to 20 a game. Joe Mixon, Leonard Fournette, AJ Dillon's gonna have a fire year. Pierce, great. I'm going down the list. Yes, I am. Wide receivers are mid tier. That's great. I'm gonna give it an A-. I really love this team. And Davis Mills, or whatever the hell his name is, he proved himself the last six games.
Dougie Mills.
What do we get to lose at this point? We're already over an hour, right?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do player by player.
But you know what? Let's talk about how they played 2020 too while we're at it.
All right, everybody, 5-minute analysis.
Nick, what say you, sir?
I agree with the grade. The pick I pretty much like the most out of the whole thing is I like Allen Robinson. I think he's going to have a bounce back year, and he's definitely going to take over that solid number two role out in L.A.
DJ?
I'll give it a B. I like A.J. Dillon and Pierce as well, and Jalen Waddle and Allen Robinson I think can be the sleeper, really good receivers.
And finish up with Chase.
I'd probably give it a B minus. I thought it was a middle of the road team. I'm not crazy about everybody on the running back core, but I do like Albert of Craig Bonanno. And I think he's set up pretty well. I would have given it a B minus. I actually didn't mind it.
Mandy, you want to talk about your team both a little bit?
And I pronounced that right, by the way.
Okay, yeah, I got a bunch of number twos, but while them number ones are getting that double coverage, them number twos are going to be racking in the points.
Yep.
Mixon, he tore it up for me last year, and we already know what playoff Lenny did, so I like it. I agree with the A-.
I agree with that until you just said playoff Lenny, because, I mean, that has nothing to do with regular season Lenny.
Whatever. And playoff Lenny.
Yeah. I think the bottom line, what we've learned here tonight, is that if we went to school, we want Mikey Betts as our teacher. Because look at this. Look at the commission.
Look at that.
Mikey likes to put in A's, I think. I think that's really what it is. Yikes. Mike, give your analysis on the commission team.
All right. Once again, this is a situational A- because of the draft position you were at. I'm just going to say that. Justin Herbert, I think, is going to have an MVP year. Trevor Lawrence is going to take a huge leap. I mean, dude, this is just – and even the running backs, yeah, they're injury-prone, but you got great backups. You got Hunt, who's looking for a trade, might be a starter somewhere else. Wide receiver core looks great. You got DK Metcalf. If he could run a slant, oh, my God, you might have the best team ever. And then Kyle Pitts. There you go. Kyle Pitts is great. So, yeah, I like this team a lot. Hopefully he'll have more than one touchdown. Right, Nick?
Justin, all right.
Get out from under his desk.
Take it easy, all right?
This is a family show.
Typical Green Bay response.
You notice what the best camera is right now?
Jesus. Why do you think I'm hidden over here? You can't see it.
Behind the curtain. Don't pay attention to the man behind the curtain. All right, Justin, what is he spot on, or are you behind the desk, too?
Don't say behind the desk, dude. How big is this desk?
Well, I'll just tell you this. I'm definitely not under the desk. I think that this team is definitely worth a
B. Over it.
You know, I agree. Your running backs are very injury prone, and Damian Harris, we don't know what's going on with him. Mm-hmm. Hunt also don't know really what's going on with him, and then Mostert, the homer pick.
Just name the starter and with
I like the receivers
Edmonds.
And I like the tight end.
With Edmonds.
All right, thank you, Drew. What say you, sir?
Yeah, look, I do like the team. I'm gonna say it's a solid B, because if those running backs stay healthy, then yeah, you deserve the A minus at that point. But Damian Harris, like I said, the word here is that he's been taking the backseat to Stevenson, so we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, we shall see. That's very interesting. Good insight. Thank you, sir. Trey, what say you?
Yeah, I'm not under the desk. I'm probably fired because I don't really care for any of the wide receivers on this team. I personally wouldn't draft a single one of them. I do like the running backs, and I will go B- because of how great the running back core is. But DK Metcalf and with Drew Lock is nothing. Chris Godwin's still hurt. Christian Kirk is where? I mean, they paid him, but whatever. I hate all the wide receivers.
Listen, Trey. All right, Trey.
He'll never work in this town again.
Listen, all right. That's my big money stack. Kirk. Okay?
Someone cut Chase.
Right? Yeah. All right, no, you're good, bro. All right, what say you, Mike? Oh, we already heard Mikey Beth. Nick, what say you?
I'm probably also fired. I think it's going to be a C+. The only two reliable players you got on this team is Herbert and Dalvin Cook. Barkley, we don't know. The book is out on him. Harris might be looking for a job. Hunt, he's a great player, but he doesn't get enough touches. DK Metcalf, his number one quarterback is Geno Smith. Come on now. Chris Godwin might not play till week six. And yeah, and Pitts doesn't know where the end zone is. So I give it a C+.
All right. Do you want to do analysis on Everett too before you're done?
Oh, yeah. He sucks as well.
Okay. I love Gerald Everett. Great pick.
DJ, what say you, sir?
Like the quarterbacks, like the running backs. Hate the receivers minus Jahan Dotson. I'll give it a B. I think Jahan Dotson makes up for DK Metcalf, though.
All right. Chase, what say you?
I'll go B+. To be dead honest with you, I had you third in the line here. I like this team. I think it's deep. I think it's deep top to bottom. I like Barkley. I like Harris. I like Hunt. I think you picked a really solid team top to bottom here. And Herbert at quarterback is going to light it up this year.
All right, so, let me scooch over.
Save some for me.
Oh, Jesus.
Slurp, what? Slurp,
no,
slurp.
No, yeah, no.
Wow. Plenty of room.
I'd go B+.
So this is what happens when the show goes over an hour, huh?
Right.
Kids go to bed.
TSS after hours.
All right. Vandy, what say you, sir?
All right, so I just go slightly lower, going with the B+. I love the quarterback. I like Pitts this year. The running backs, if they stay healthy, are going to do some damage for you. I like it at a B+.
All right, let's go to Mikey Bet's team. Let's look at this squad right here. I like this squad. There was a few votes, and we're going to get to that in a second for the worst team, actually, Mikey. I'm a little ashamed of that because I actually do like the squad. I like where you got Carr late. And I think that was something I wanted to talk about. You know, it's all about where you get people too. And that's what we should be looking at when we're grading these drafts, really. I mean, Derek Carr, as late as you got him, great grab there. Montgomery could be good. You know, he's a beast when he's healthy. We just brought him up number four in 2020. So if he comes back healthy this year, who knows what this offense might be, or at least, you know, obviously – you know, he's going to try to look for the back out of the backfield as an outlet. So that's somebody to look out for. Dustin Fields, you know, again, looking to bail out pretty quick. So I like Montgomery. Etienne, I don't know, the second running back, you know, we're not really sure yet. But I like Antonio Gibson. I like where the Commanders' offense is heading. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, again, receivers look good. CeeDee Lamb, you've got Stephon Diggs. Adam Thielen. I mean, no, we talked about Tyler Lockett with Drew Lock. You know, that situation we don't know, or Geno Smith, whoever it may be. Maybe Jimmy G when they get desperate. We'll find out. You know, Valdez Scantling. I mean, again, receiver core looks good. I love George Kittle. I mean, again, if he
stays healthy. Keep going. I'm almost there. Keep going.
If he stayed healthy.
is this payback for everyone else going down the list?
Keep on with the keeping on. And, again, Noah Fant, you know what I mean? Like, again, good back.
Yep.
Like it. All right, let's go around the room. Justin, what say you?
This is definitely the epitome of a B team. Every position here is just a B. I like Diggs and Lamb. Everybody else is like, there's value there, but I'm like, yeah. All the running backs, I could be like, yeah, that's my RB3. And then all the tight ends, I'm a huge Kittle fan, huge Homer. Think he's going to be tight end one. So, I think B is a good grade.
All right, Drew, what say you?
I'm going to say B+. This was actually my second-ranked team in the league. I love the depth. Like you said, Carr at the turn at the end of the ninth round is massive value because I see him as a top 10 quarterback this year. So I love that. Mm-hmm. So, I give this a solid B+.
Trey?
I like the grade to be. This was the 12th spot, right?
Yeah, this is the 12th spot.
Yeah, okay, the turn.
I'm normally big on taking running backs at the turn, and I know you went wide receiver, but I really love your receiver core. I mean, like that receiver core right there, and the running backs you grabbed have very high upside, I think, especially with Montgomery. So I really like this team. I think it beats a solid grade.
I will ask, because you went at the turn both Lamb and Diggs over Chase. I think that. Did you have a particular argument against that?
Yeah, because I think I'm going to be honest here. I just think I like Chase a lot. I think he's going to be great this year, but Super Bowl hangover, I think, is a real thing. And that's really the reason why.
A lot of mouths to feed in Cincinnati, that's for sure. All right, Mikey, it's still your time. What do you say about your team?
I mean, just one of the best teams you can ever draft. You got Derek Carr as late as you got him. Montgomery's there. I really don't think he's going to be a Bear by, let's say, week six, like I said on here before. CD Lamb, great guy, greater player kind of guy. Stephon Diggs, love the guy. I don't know if you guys heard about Thielen, but top 10 in touchdowns. So there you go.
Remember that?
I would trade Kittle in a heartbeat to in a mock trade to my guy up on top of me right now. Not really. and you know what? The only person's analysis I really care for is Nick. So let's move it to Nick.
Let's see Nick, what do you got to say about Mike?
B minus. Here we go.
Holy crap!
Under your table.
Guys on top of him and under the table. What kind of show is this debauchery has turned into? Holy crap!
Well, let's say if your kids are watching this right now, you're a bad parent because they should be in bed. It's
like, right.
There's a lot of bad parents out there.
It's not the Sunday morning show. Come on.
So I'd probably go B minus because I like your quarterback choices. I really do. I like your running back choices up to Thielen, the top three. You're going on a hope and a prayer with Valdez-Scantling as being the home run threat down over there in Kansas City. As far as your running backs go, from Allaire down, I don't know who's running water over there, but it's kind of annoying. From Allaire down, it's just kind of a bust, and Kittle doesn't know where the end zone is either. But, you know, I'd be B minus.
Thanks. Shit, Chase is closing up the bar.
No, hey, I'm not closing up. I'm getting ready for another one.
Pour me a whiskey sour.
DJ, what do you say about this one, sir?
I like Etienne and Gibson a lot. I think they're both going to be very underratedly good. Not as high on CD, but I do like Stephon Diggs, and I think Adam Thielen was a nice pick there as well, too. So I think B's a good fit.
Thanks, oh, I'm sorry. Chase. And the Commanders did come out and say that they're going to be in a running back timeshare, so Gibson might be iffy.
I heard that, too, yeah.
Chase, what say you, sir?
I'd probably go B minus. I mean, I had this team in the middle of the pack.
So we got yuckity yuckity and
Listen, you guys normally rip on my ass for giving you a dissertation on every team.
That's very
I'm telling
true,
you,
man.
This
very
is a meh team.
The formal word of communication in Wisconsin too. That's how they communicate.
That's
all right. We're men. That cuts across cultures.
That's true.
Mandy, give me your analysis. Last, wrap it up on Mikey's team.
All right, I like Carr. I like what you did with the wide receivers. The only running back on the list that I actually like is Montgomery. I'm not big on ETN like everybody else. I need to see more from him. But I do like the team out of B.
I agree.
I'm just going to show Jay's and Greg's team just because, you know, we got to get things rolling tonight. Here's Greg's lineup here. Draft grade by Jay with a B-. Mahomes, Zach Wilson, Christian McCaffrey, if, you know, Kamara, depending on that legal, you know, again, can he kick that down the road all season long? We'll find out. Eli Mitchell could end up being a good pick for him. So I like this team overall. You know, the receiver is a little questionable, but when DeAndre Hopkins comes back, definitely he's got a number one there, too. All right, let's go to Jay's team as well. He also got a B minus from Greg. Now, he's got three QBs, but I think that Deshaun Watson was one of those late night, you know, left on auto draft type things. So no big deal there. You know, Derrick Henry, Zeke Elliott, Cam Akers, you know, he's got some decent running backs. Like the receivers as well. Tight ends pretty decent. I like the pickup of Taysom Hill because who knows what he ends up playing. He might end up being able to play him at the QB spot this year. Who knows if he ends up taking over. You never know. All right, let's go on. The reason I had to show Jay's team because there's something interesting that happened in our voting, and I'm glad I do it the way I do it because I don't want you guys to know who's voting for who. So let's go to the best. Let's see who won.
Yeah.
Look at that. It's Jay the plug. He got four votes for best. Hey. Justin got two. Bandy also up there with two. I'd like to point out the TSL
votes.
Greg voted for himself. Nick voted for himself. And Fred voted for himself. So there might be the issue with the voting. Now, here's the best part. Look who won the worst. I mean, from your perspective, they get the worst votes tonight, too. I can't even play the dumbass or the winner award because you got both. So Mike got two, Chase got two. You know, look, Chase got two votes for best, and he got two. Oh, no, not Chase. My bad. Bandy, I'm sorry, got a vote for the worst, and he had two for best. So it just, I mean, again, depends on everyone's perspective.
Depends on your own rankings.
Their perspective is wrong.
All right. Well, listen, I got to get up early, man. We got a big flight we got to get to, right, Nick?
Sleep on the plane.
To Orlando. I mean, we can't. We're excited. It's Expo weekend. Let's go around the room and tell everyone where they can find your great stuff. Andrew, we'll start with you, where we can subscribe and follow to find all your great stuff, sir.
Yep, you can, if you're a golf fan, check us out on Tuesday nights live, 8 o'clock on YouTube and on bellyup.tv. Divots and Pivots, we're tackling the playoffs right now. It's big time for the golf season, FedEx Cup playoffs. So tune in, check us out.
Nice. Trey and Bandy, you guys can group together on this one. Let everyone know where they can find you and your individual stuff and find your show as well.
Yeah, man. You know, Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast on YouTube. You know, we're on pretty much every social media site. So check us out. We got videos posting two or three a week. And we're a lot of fun. So come check us out. Subscribe. You know, hit us up.
What he said.
Way to add on. That's the way to do it. All right. The real Mikey Betts, my friend. Where can we subscribe, follow, and get all your great stuff?
You guys can subscribe on YouTube, Twitter. You can just follow me at Real Mikey Betts. Instagram, everywhere around the map, there I am. Check out my show, The Mikey Betts Show, and check out Allow Me to Be Frank with Barstool Sports, Frank the Tank, and then myself. So check that out. Appreciate it.
Nice. Go follow Mikey Betts. He's going to join TSS this year also on our Sunday morning crew. That's exciting. DJ, where can we subscribe, follow, and all your great stuff, sir?
You can find us on all social medias, YouTube at High Low Sports Podcast. You can check us out. We're live every Wednesday at 8 o'clock on YouTube and bellyup.tv. And check us out at the Fantasy Expo on Sunday, where we'll be powering around as well, so you won't want to miss that as well.
DJ and Kelsey, my brothers from another mother, is finally going to meet in the flesh. Justin as well. That's always exciting. Chase, get your ass over there. Let everyone know where they can follow, subscribe, and all your great stuff.
All right. Well, first off, you can find me always at SDTChaseFFB on Twitter. Check me out on the Sunday Belly Up Fantasy Live. Attaboy. Right? See, that guy knows.
That does not look like you, but okay. Whatever you say.
6 years ago.
Oh, whatever.
6 years ago at my wedding. Anyway.
Beautiful.
No, find me on Sunday mornings on Belly Up Fantasy Live Dynasty Edition with Duck. And you can also check out bellyupfantasysports.com. I just released this week my preseason rankings, so check those out as well.
And you can also find them at the bar.
right here, in my basement.
Listen, the guy right here, the guy in that picture, man, he sure can make me a strong Manhattan. That's all I got.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, guys. Well, listen, we appreciate you guys for joining us. Hope you can come back next week. We're going to do an auction draft, so that'll be lots of fun. Hope you guys can join us for that. And, of course, we'll regroup again on Friday and have another fun show. We're all excited to get to the Fantasy Football Expo. I hope you all can join us who can make it. We're going to play some Fantasy Feud out there. I got some Gatorland tickets to give away. We got some Canada dips to give away. We got all kind of good stuff. It's going to be lots of fun. So make sure to check us out. We're going to be playing football on Tom Benson's on field. Well, I'm really excited for that. The main thing I'm hoping for is I'm going to wrap both my knees really good. Pray nothing happens. That's all. Listen, and for those
wrap
who are
your
playing,
lungs too.
For those who are playing, I do not cut. So I am going to run your fucking ass over if you don't get out of my way. I'm just letting you know now. All right. We appreciate you guys. We can't wait to see you. And we are out.
We're on a mission.